Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I call myself a whole fooditarian. If it's a whole food, I'm going to eat it. So Andrea and I were so excited when we got the fantastic book, 100 Days of Real Food, How We Did It, What We Learned, and 100 Easy Wholesome Recipes Your Family Will Love by Lisa Leek, who joins us now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so great to have you on. You know, Lisa, I love reading in the introduction how you were raised in Tennessee in the 80s and you were eating, you know, all the standard American diet stuff while your husband was raised with getting their own, you know, chickens from the eggs and eating whole foods. And tell us about how your worlds came together and how it changed your life.
Yeah, our upbringings could not have been more opposite. He even, for a brief period, lived on a hippie commune with like his entire extended family. And meanwhile, I was eating Doritos with melted cheese on top for a snack over in Tennessee. So definitely different backgrounds. And of course, you know, I think for most families, because I'm the wife and the mother, I was the one in charge of picking out our meals for the week, doing our grocery shopping. And he would kind of give me pushback a lot. You know, I would make my Aunt Jemima pancakes and he would say, no, I don't want that. You know, and I didn't understand what his motivation was there. And I would always buy him a loaf of whole wheat bread, and I was eating the white bread, and, you know, he really had been wanting me to make some changes for some time, but it wasn't until I actually got The Wake-Up Call of My Life by Michael Pollan that I really started to listen and know that he was right about that.
Yes, Michael Pollan, we all love him in the natural world or in the healthy living world, I guess you could say. I mean, his books are amazing. And like he says, shop the periphery of the store and not in the insides, which is where your Doritos are most likely found. I mean,
yes. It's,
I mean, and believe me, Lisa, I mean, you're not the only one. Most of us, right, are consuming junk food or food that isn't whole. So what I'd love to know is, tell us a little bit about, I mean, I'm a big fan of your blog and your, you know, I follow you on Facebook and I've been a fan for a long time, and I just want to know a little bit what inspired you to start the blog. I mean, obviously, you know, your background and your husband's background, but what inspired you to write the blog and a little bit about your journey of how it's kind of come full circle in such a short amount of time.
Well, I was inspired to start the blog because I felt so caught off guard. I mean, I'd always heard eat your veggies, you know, eat whole grains, but I didn't really understand the why behind it. And that's what Michael Pollan's book helped me understand. And it was downright shocking, the things that I learned in his book. And so I just felt convinced that there were other unsuspecting families out there that if they had this information and they knew how to realistically make changes, that they would. So I developed our the blog, but I developed our pledge, 100 Days of Real Food, really to draw attention to how dependent Americans have become on processed food. I just wanted to basically prove that it could be done. And I guess what happened was I didn't expect our pledge to have such a big impact on me personally. I honestly thought I was going to blog for 100 days and then just like turn it off and like go on with my life. here I am 4 years later with still so much to say, because again, it really changed me. It gave us a completely new perspective, and I have so many more, you know, tips and resources and recipes and ideas, and just want to continue the conversation, really. I think we're just at the beginning here.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the book is so impressive. You have not left out a thing, including getting your family on board. Let's talk about this. There's a lot of listeners out there with children who say, well, how am I going to make these big changes? Give us some tips.
Well, I definitely think, especially for the older people in the family, they sometimes need their own wake-up call. You can't exactly force them to do this, but I think with the little ones, I mean, you just really have to start exposing them to different foods. I know people say this, but it is true. It takes so many times of offering them a certain food before a child might decide to eat it. And I think it's important to cook foods in different ways. So, you know, like bell peppers, for example, put them on pizza, put them in pasta, just keep trying. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, it can take many months or even years to convert picky eaters. And it's a lot of work and it's a lot of effort and it might be some wasted meals, but in the end, it is so worth it.
Lisa, do your kids eat Are they, I guess, are they picky eaters? Because, I mean, when I look at your posts on Facebook, I'm always so impressed with what you give them for lunch, because I've got three kids myself, and I'm a pretty hardcore health advocate, and one of my kids, which is my middle daughter, is so picky, and she is so difficult to eat. So I wonder, you know, for you and for those who are listening, you know, as well, what are some tips you can give us for those kids who are those picky eaters, other than, you know, we know to keep giving them, you know, letting them try things over and over again. But do your kids have some special go-tos that you know that they'll love and share with their friends?
I have one of each. So I have one daughter who was born just loving vegetables. And funny enough, she takes after my husband in so many ways. So that's like his mini-me, I guess. She likes vegetables more than I do. And it was interesting because it wasn't until we took our pledge and I really started trying that I really started even offering her more vegetables. And I'm thinking, gosh, I never even gave her a salad before. And here she loves it. It was like I was kind of holding back just thinking, you know, they don't want this stuff. So she is definitely in her own world in that sense. But my other daughter, she was 3 years old when we first took our pledge. And at the time, the only vegetable she would eat was frozen peas, nothing else. And I remember going out of town and my parents were babysitting. I literally typed up a list of like 20 things that she would eat because that's how limited she was. And it was not, trust me, it was not good things, really. It was like, you know, boxed mac and cheese and things like that. But anyway, so I have worked very hard on her, and I do think it's not an immediate result, but I do think having the family come together and everybody eating the same thing and everybody, you know, showing that they're open to trying different foods, I think that takes time, but that can help. But I also think that getting your kids involved, I love to have my kids pick out a dinner recipe for the week, and they'll surprise me with stuff. They'll pick stuff maybe like I would never have picked or I'm not really that excited about. And they have really turned me onto some new recipe ideas, which has been a really cool benefit. But getting them involved to get out the cookbooks, pick the recipe, help you make it. It might take four times longer than if you just did it by yourself. But I think that's a great way to get them to at least try some of it.
No, I think those are really great tips. And, you know, we only have about 2 minutes left, so I do want to ask you in terms of the no-nos. Obviously, you're 100 days of real food. What are some of the no-nos that you won't allow, you know, your kids or, you know, to go near? Or I guess as much as we can. I mean, as parents, we try our best to provide our kids with healthy options. But what are some of the, you know, the top three no-nos that you don't want them having?
Yeah, I mean, during our pledge, we followed very strict rules, which was no white flour, you know, no sugar, nothing out of a package with more than five ingredients, no factory farm meat. But now that we're not on a strict pledge, I don't think it makes sense to live by strict rules for life. You know, stress never did anybody any good either. So I would say, like, the top things that I like to avoid no matter what now are artificial dyes, artificial sweeteners, and factory farm meat. I'm very picky about where our meat comes from, and if I don't know the source and know that it was humanely raised, I just pretty much eat vegetarian.
I love that.
Yeah,
you know,
I do the same.
Lisa had a question. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I do the same thing. And speaking of meat, I made your tacos, and I'd love you have your own taco seasoning that you make yourself. You also have your own onion mix, and you have, I mean, she has everything. This is the book, 100
so
Days
glad.
Of Real
and
Food.
It's easy, too, right? I'm not asking people to work
totally.
Out here, right?
Yeah, not
like
at all, and it's delicious.
Nuggets.
Oh, good. Ooh. Oh, yeah, we love those chicken nuggets. And you can freeze those chicken nuggets, too. I even send them, and I put them in the kids' lunches, and they'll eat them cold. Like, any kind of food like that that they love, they'll eat it, even if it's cold. So it makes it easy on
me. Those are huge hits. Lisa, we're going to have you back on because there's so many more questions, and we're out of time today, unfortunately. But thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to see you. I'd love to come back anytime.
And if you want to learn more about Lisa or purchase her book, you can visit her blog at 100 Days of Real Food. You can follow her on Twitter at 100 Days Real Food. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.